from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, we better get ready to Tom Brady and the opinions coming from Tom Brady, the number one color analyst on Fox, who will apparently have the Week 5 game against the Dolphins in Gillette. That's when May will start.
Yeah, that's, listen, seems good. Listen, even if you told me he wasn't doing that game, I'd say that sounds about right.
It sounds like where the landing spot would be with Drake May. But
this sound that you're about, that you're going to call for, I do think is an indicator of why Jerod Mayo will not play Drake May. I think it is the clear kind of universal like thought and philosophy on quarterback development, playing, what they should do, sticking to a plan. I think this is a big part of it. I think what you're going to hear from, and I'm not sure which one you're going to play.
No, this is Brady from Fanatics Fest on QBs and today's game.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like at Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level. So they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Man, I love that. Love that. Do you agree with that?
1,000%. Yeah. But the problem is now it's going to be, you old heads, you don't know the game.
No,
because in college, it's very, here's why the college game is simple and why the SEC gets the respect that it does. Because there's 136 Division I football programs or something like that. There are about probably 20 to 25 of them that from a roster standpoint, they're relatively equal. Otherwise, every coach in college just goes, that corner can't cover. We're going to attack him all the time. And I don't want to say the college coaches can't coach. They just take the path of least resistance. It's not about building what they want it to be. It's just, how do I find a way to win a game? Oh, the third corner sucks. Let's throw it at him 25 times. That's not developing a quarterback when they throw for 400 yards and they're picking on one corner that can't cover anybody out there.
Yeah, I talked to a former NFL head coach just last week, and we had this very discussion about quarterbacks, about the college game, how just – I hate the college game. Like, I hate it. I don't know how you can – if you remove your, like, your loyalty to your school, your school spirit, you're an alumni, but if you just look at it from a pure product as far as, like, next level, it sucks. Like, the play design sucks. Like, I hate it. I despise it. The game's horrible. And coaches – in the pros hate it because they can't evaluate anybody.
Correct.
It's like, okay, and this is why you have so many different offenses, and this is why you have so many different, like, you know, variations of the run and shoot, is because, hell, we are not Alabama. We don't have the best. We're not LSU. And so we have to find creative ways to get our guys open because they're not as talented. But that's fine, regardless of that. The one thing that he said in there, I love the fact that he mentioned how they dumb it down, and because they're not capable of doing it, and you don't have enough time to teach them,
mm-hmm.
and then next thing you know, it's September, and then the first game is here, and you have all this pressure and expectations to play your young quarterback, who isn't ready, by the way. You're forced to have a boring, predictable offense with limited options, limited check with me's, and then your hope or your defense can keep it going and keep it close, and your quarterback can slowly progress as you win. Very, very, very hard to do. The other part about this that I think is really relevant, and I think it ties into Jerod Mayo and his plan and why he won't play Drake May, is what he said about forcing guys to play when they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
That was the line, and I'm like sitting there going, if I'm Jerod Mayo, and let's say I didn't even have a conversation with Brady, but I respect Brady. He really knows what he's doing. And I already kind of felt this way, but now things are changing. You know, Drake May looks pretty good in a preseason game against twos and threes. And now, you know, the owner wants me to play him. I got to have the courage of my conviction to say, no, we're going to ruin him. Or we'll delay it. Or we'll ruin him. Then we'll have to take time fixing it. So Brady says, you should sit him. That's what Brady says. Look at his. Now, sometimes I feel like he's too preachy because he's, you know, he's like second to nobody, right? I mean, like, he's just the best that ever does it, that has ever done it. So sometimes I think, you know, he preaches a little bit too much because sometimes it's not based in reality. He was different. He was special. But I do believe there's a lot to that. And if I look at all the other quarterbacks, you know, that the rookie quarterbacks right now, you have two guys right now. Jaden Daniels was announced the starter for Washington. Caleb Williams is going to be the starter for Chicago. Looks like Bo Nix is possibly going to be the starter mm-hmm. for Denver. Penix is didn't even play in the second preseason game for some reason. Weird. J.J. McCarthy is hurt. He's out for the season. And Drake May is a let's wait and see. I do feel like there's, like, based on what Tom Brady says, I do believe that some of the stuff that we're hearing from Mayo is just bullcrap. I think it's just fluff. I think it's misdirection. Mm-hmm. I think it's Jacoby Brissett hasn't been playing good, so let me kind of, you know, mention the young quarterback. Let me also say that I don't know who the starter is. I need more from this guy. But I don't think he has any intentions whatsoever to play Drake May.
And I hope that is right, because I think in the first month it's the right move. A texter just sent in, Bledsoe started as a rookie, 774. Context matters. So you look at the year that Bledsoe was in there, Foyer, in a 16-game season where the game was different, I think we would say. You know, Drew Bledsoe did take some shotgun snaps, but he could, you know, handle the ball under center, which right now the number three pick has struggled at times to be able to do because of the differences in the game. But you look, Drew Bledsoe is a rookie through 566 times. The Patriots that year ran the ball 509 times. it's about as close to 50-50 as you're going to get. We know that you now throw the ball more in the NFL, but you still have to be able to throw out of shotgun, but still be able to run the stuff under center. And right now, I can't even 100% trust Drake May, hands under center, and there'll be some mishaps during the year, but right now it's very pronounced because these guys in college, to the point, they spend 90% of the time in shotgun. And guess what they don't do at the college level? Develop your fundamentals the way they need to be developed. So even though you're in a college program, you're not taking 50 snaps under center every day because you ain't got time to be able to do it. So every quarterback comes in with a different baseline level of the fundamentals. That's why over the last 3 years, Alabama and Michigan have filled the draft. Why? Because their coaches coach like NFL guys. And it's a massive difference in terms of you can be unbelievably talented and catch 400 balls over a 3-year period and you're definitely going to get drafted. But does that necessarily mean you're a great wide receiver because you put up numbers? Or were you the guy that was just eating every day against corners that you were just better than, but you get to the pro level and then you realize, uh-oh, everybody's good here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And the just to the Drew Bledsoe part, so Shaughnessy actually had an article in the Globe today, and he talked to Bill Parcells, and it was a whole like
good guy, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Make some bets on the third race.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to go to Saratoga. And it was interesting because he mentioned Drew Bledsoe and how he was wired different, and the one thing that he had to kind of do with Drew Bledsoe was kind of, you know, rein him in because he was used to throwing it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of success. And Bill has mentioned this a lot. And you hear him, a lot of the throws, and he actually said this, during the draft, a lot of the throws that these guys make in college, they'll be intercepted in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nearly as much time, nearly as much space. The receivers can't get as much separation. There's a lot of contested catches.
Remember Belichick on McAfee?
Yeah.
That's something you're going to get in the NFL
that's
now.
It.
You got to throw it.
That's
right.
It. So, I do think so. But it worked for him. And for every quarterback that works, I feel like there's three that don't.
Oh, if not
like
more.
There's massive amount that don't.
I feel like it's like for the first round guys, I almost feel like it's a 1-5 ratio.
Yeah.
For every one that makes it, there are five who flounder.
Well, even this group right here, that's why I thought it was interesting. So far, two are going to be starters. Jaden Daniels is going to be the starter. They announced that yesterday. Who the hell knows what's going to go on there? Caleb Williams looks like
Well, they gave it to him right away. I mean, if you watched Hard Knocks, it was go ahead, kid. It's like what they did with Bledsoe.
But it's 1, 2, and 3. So yeah, Jaden Daniels can start. So Jaden Daniels was drafted literally one pick ahead of Drake May.
Right.
Jaden Daniels is capable and ready, but Drake May isn't.
Well, can't help other teams make bad decisions potentially.
No, I'm just listening.
I mean, that's the thing.
It is weird like how each team views the process. Dan Quinn in Washington had a Jaden Daniels do some homework exercise, and Jaden Daniels came back with all the answers to the questions, and it was more about how he handles his off day, how he prepares, how early. It's weird, random stuff.
You mean he was learning the player and
he was learning
developing
the player.
A relationship?
He was developing a relationship.
I thought that only happened in one spot. I'm sorry.
You know what? You never responded to my text I sent you over the weekend.
What was that? I missed it.
Remember when I told you I looked up, for some reason, I was looking up Bill Belichick quotes?
I now remember this.
I was looking up Bill Belichick quotes, and since you have your phone out, because I thought this was hilarious based on the narrative that Gerard Mayo is pushing when it comes down to trust. And this was there was 20 famous Bill Belichick quotes. And if you have it, read it.
I do. It's got a lighthouse in the background, right?
My wife thought it was a phallic symbol.
Oh, really?
When I was looking at it.
Well,
kind of. You can see it that way. But anyways.
Bill's just running the flag up there. Yeah. It says you can't build a team without trust.
What a crazy notion.
Right.
What a crazy idea. So this whole idea that Bill doesn't believe in trust or having his players trust him is nuts. Nobody's going to do anything if they don't respect you and if they don't think you have your best interest at heart. You're going to be yelled at and screamed at, but it doesn't mean they don't like you necessarily.
You know what? That's really funny, though, because I think that's where we've gone. The coach will yell every once in a while. In all seriousness, as a parent, don't you snap or yell at your kid. Hey, Billy, did you grow up as a child getting yelled at once in a while?
More than once in a while.
Thank you very much. I think you're a well-adjusted human. Hey, Nick, did Grandpappy ever say get out of the chicken coop and yell at you or
something
like that?
That's where he put it when he was bad.
That's right. Yeah,
I got yelled at constantly. So.
There you go. We all kind of got yelled at as kids. And we're all not a bunch of, sitting in the corner thumb suckers waiting for the sun to go down because, God forbid, we're too afraid to come out during the day. It's just amazing to me that it's by God, a professional football coach who's paid to get wins yelled at someone whenever they made the mistake four times over. God almighty, what in the world has, the pro environment become, for God's sakes?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.